ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Thank you for coming, everyone, and all of those who have joined us online tonight to celebrate this most auspicious day of the year, Shiradashtami, the appearance day of Srimati Radha. Shukadeva Goswami says, Vrikriditam vrajava dubiraham cha vishnur, shradhanvito na shrinu yad anuvarna yad ya, bhaktim param bhagavati pati labdya kamam hridrogam ashvapahinot yacharin adhira. That's just by hearing of the playful activities of the vrajavadu, the cowherd girls in Vrindavan, that one vanquishes the dread disease of kama or lust that is there within the heart. And this is the instruction that Srila Vyasadeva received from his spiritual master Narada Muni, that he had not given or put as the centerpiece these activities of Krishna's devotees in Vrindavan, headed by Srimati Radharani, in the center of his writings. Even the Bhagavat Purana was available, but he made him go back and put this squarely in the center. So now we're going to sing a song. Actually, it's a group of prayers. And they're sung, you'll find these in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, by Sri Uddhava. I promised this morning that we would recite these prayers and it would change your life forever by doing so. They're easy to sing. They're in the same meter as the Brahma Sanghita, except for the last verse. And first we'll read the English translation. This is a prayer spoken by Uddhava after he had visited Vrindavan, bringing a message from Krishna to the residents there. After all, he left and said he was coming back soon. But he stayed away for many, many years, and he sent Uddhava back to bring a message to the gopis and to all the residents of Vrindavan. But after he had seen their intense devotion there, he became utterly wonderstruck by them. And here's how it goes. Among all persons on earth, these cowherd women alone have actually perfected their embodied lives, for they have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Lord Govinda. Their pure love is hankered after by those who fear material existence, by great sages, and by ourselves as well. For one who has tasted the narrations of the infinite Lord, what is the use of taking birth as a high-class Brahmana, or even as Lord Brahma himself? How amazing it is that these simple women who wander about the forest, seemingly spoiled by improper behavior, have achieved the perfection of unalloyed love for Krishna, the Supreme Soul. Still, it is true that the Supreme Lord himself awards his blessings even to an ignorant worshiper, just as the best medicine works even when taken by a person ignorant of its ingredients. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Lila, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing ever even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the beauty and fragrance of a lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation. The gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons, and other family members, who are very difficult to give up, and they have forsaken the path of chastity to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, Krishna, which one should search for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to become one of the bushes, creepers, or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trample them and bless them with the dust of their lotus feet. The goddess Fortune herself, along with Lord Brahma and all the other demigods who are masters of yogic perfection, can worship the lotus feet of Krishna only within her mind. But during the rasa dance, Lord Krishna placed his feet upon these gopis' breasts, and by embracing those feet, the gopis gave up all distress. I repeatedly offer my respects to the dust from the feet of the women of Nanda Maharaj's cowherd village. When these gopis loudly chant the glories of Sri Krishna, the vibration purifies the three worlds.
Eta param tanu prito bhuvi gopavadvo.
Could we say it all together?
Eta param tanu prito bhuvi gopavadvo. Govinda evan kilat mani rudha bhava. Vanchanti yad bhava bhiyo manayo vayamcha. Kim brahma janma birananta katara sasya. Kve mastriyo vanacharir vyabachari tushta. Krishne kvachaisha paramatmani rudha bhavaha. Nanvishvaro nupachato vidusho pisakshach. Treyastanotya gada raja ivo payuktaha. Nayam striyon gatitantarate prasada. Swaryoshitam nalina gada kutonya. Rasotsavesya bujadanda grihita kanta. Labdashi sham yat uga gad vrajavala bhinam. Asam maho charanarenu jusham maham syam. Vrindavane kimapi gulmalatoshadinam. Yadusya jam swajanam arya patam chahitva. Bejur makunda padavim shuti bir vimbrigyam. Yavaistriyachitam ajadi bir apta kamair. Yogeshwarar api yad atmani rasa goshyam. Krishnasya tad bhagavata charanavindam. Nyastam staneshu vijahu. Parirabhya taptam. Vande nanda vrajastrinam padurenam bubhikshna shaha. Yasam hari kato gitam punati bhuvanatrayam.
So there's a place at Govardhan Hill right before you get to Radhakund where you can stop at Uddhavakund. And they have these prayers written on a stone slab there. So you can go by and recite those prayers before you enter into Radhakund and enter into the mood of Sri Uddhava, who is known as the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna. But when he came to Vrindavan and he saw the mood of Srimati Radharani and the gopis who were in transcendental states of madness, out of separation for Krishna, thinking of him and pining for him 24 hours a day, then he became impressed with their standard of devotion and considered to be above all.
Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.